7 with exclusive commentary on the game Doncaster against Forest. And it is with football that we continue now on BBC Radio Nottingham, looking to tomorrow's game, Mansfield Town against Notts County. With that in mind, news of a fresh takeover bid for the Stags. The former owner of York City, John Batchelor, says he wants to buy them. Well, our Mansfield Town correspondent is David Jackson, and he's with me now in the studio. Morning, David.
Morning, Art.
You've been talking to Mr. Batchelor, so tell us what's been happening this week.
Well, I suppose in many ways it could only happen at Mansfield, couldn't it, really? Last Saturday, on BBC Radio Nottingham's Match Day, you'll remember that the Stags chief executive, Stephen Booth, said that the chairman, James Derry, was now effectively running the club, and that his consortium would finalise a deal to buy the club from Keith Haslam this week. In fact, he said it could well go through by Friday, so it could well have gone through by today. Then, one of James Derry's consortium, he had four men in that consortium, one of them, John Batchelor, decided he wants it on his own. So Mr. Batchelor met the current owner, Keith Haslam, on Wednesday to submit his own bid, which he says will see him invest a significant amount of money into the club. And you would suggest also that this perhaps leaves Mr. Derry's bid rather in tatters.
What more do we know about this John Batchelor then? Former owner of York City?
Yes, yep, used to own York City. Not fondly remembered by the York fans, by all accounts. His 18-month spell, which began in 2002, was filled with controversy, and in fact ended with him receiving some death threats from some supporters. He's undoubtedly a colourful character, no doubt about that, as I discovered when I spoke to him at length last night. He'll do almost anything for publicity and to get sponsorship and money into his businesses. For instance, he still owns the original Austin Powers car from the films that he bought for publicity reasons. He once changed his name to John B&Q back when he ran a motor racing team in the world of British touring cars. He was once a racing driver himself. He has history in stand-up comedy and once stood for Parliament. So you could say he has a varied and rather diverse past. Some may describe him as an eccentric. I don't think he'd particularly shy away from that tag, but he did tell me that having been involved in football before, he's got the bug and wants to get back involved in it again.
Well, some might think that his involvement in the world of stand-up comedy explains a lot about the football teams he's been involved with in the past. I'm not saying anything about future plans that he might have. What else has he been saying to you then in this conversation?
Well, quite a lot, really. As I mentioned, he told me that he's prepared to put in what he describes as a significant amount of money, and he is prepared to make substantial changes to the way the club's run in order to make it work. He does say, though, and I quote, "I'll do my best to make professional football work in Mansfield, but I'll have to do it my way." Now, what that will involve is anyone's guess at the moment, but it's sure to be unconventional. He's also promised that if he can take over the club quickly, then he'll give £140,000 to the players as a bonus if they can avoid relegation from the Football League. Now, that is based on, that's half the money that the club would effectively get if they stay in the Football League, that he said he hasn't accounted for. So he's worked his figures out on the basis that they might go down. So he says, right, well, if we stay up, there's about another £280,000 kicking about, so I'll give half of it to the players as a bonus for staying up. So quite a big claim.
Money talks in the world of football, as we know from what the Premier League players get paid, so maybe that is a...
Well, and then in a week.
Yeah, but obviously a good motivator for the footballing mind. Let's look more at his track record then. Most recently associated with York City, what happened when he was there?
He took over in 2002. He lasted only 18 months after taking over from a guy called Douglas Craig, who was very unpopular by that point. And so he was immediately hailed as the saviour, but one supporter told me yesterday that he promised us the world, but then let us down. Now, he had all sorts of ideas up there. He even changed their name to York City Soccer Club from York City Football Club in order to attract interest from America.
Oh.
And he set up links with...
he just sort of called them New York.
Well, that would have done, wouldn't it?
That would have been much better. But anyway, sorry.
That's all right, no, so he did. He changed it to York City Soccer Club, which is never going to go down particularly well, is it, with English football fans, to give it his proper name. He set up very strong links as well with his motor racing company that he owned at the same time. Now, he was unfortunate, it has to be said, in his time at York, that the ITV Digital deal collapsed just a couple of weeks into his time there. Now, you'll remember that that financially crippled many lower league clubs, but fans still purely blame him for their financial struggles. He still says he looks back fondly on his time there, and openly admits actually that he made money out of it despite the club's troubles during it. But he adds that he learned a lot from his time there. It was subsequently taken over by the supporters trust model after he was there, Diana.
Right, and York City, where are they now?
They're non-league now. They are non-league.
Right, but that wasn't John Batchelor's fault. He'd left by the time they
I mean, at the time that he was in charge of York City and running York City, they had they did go into all sorts of financial troubles and have had financial troubles for many years since. And supporters sort of trailed that back to him and lay it firmly at his door, really.
I suspect that many Mansfield Town fans would just be looking for a change of ownership now, because the dissatisfaction that has gone on for so long among some fans with the current setup at the club.
Well, you could parallel it with York in that sense.
Yeah.
But at the time, York City had an owner that they wanted out. He came in and was immediately hailed as the saviour. So you're right.
Yeah.
People do want to change at all. Yeah.
Okay. So when might a deal actually go through?
Well, John Batchelor hopes a deal will go through straight away. He told me last night that in theory a deal could go through as early as today. He wants to be named as chairman straight away, and he's keen to simply just get in and get started. He's already been to some matches, and will be at Meadow Lane tomorrow for that big local derby against Notts County you mentioned a moment ago, Alan. He told me that his accountants have already started talking to Keith Haslam's people, so it may not take too long, but you never know with such complicated matters, do you? But one thing's for sure, if he does take over, life certainly won't be dull at Field Mill. He's a man who has big ideas. York fans remember them not coming to fruition, and that's why Stags fans will be worried about him coming in. They'll also be concerned that, again, it could just be one man running the club, as Keith Haslam has done for the past 15 years. So, possibly, again, no board of directors voting on issues. It'll just be one man saying yes or no. On a separate note, I understand the current chairman, James Derry, who I mentioned earlier, is also wanting to buy the club. He's meeting the chief executive today, and the man brokering the sale of the club, that's Stephen Booth. It's thought that possibly could mark the end of Derry's interest in the club, leaving the door open for John Batchelor, unless, of course, he manages to find someone else to join his consortium and then continue with a counterbid. But certainly we should be knowing more later today as to whether the door is purely open for John Batchelor or whether he'll still face competition from the consortium he was previously involved in.
Okay, so listen on to BBC Radio Nottingham throughout today for any further news on that. Of course, we've got match night tonight with Doncaster against Forest, and then tomorrow, are you sharing a commentary box with Colin Slater?
I am, yes. I'll be doing the first half of each half.
Yes.
He's doing. Colin Slater takes over for the second half of each half, and Dean Yates tries to kind of prevent us from fighting throughout the 90 minutes.
That's on match day tomorrow from 1:30, the Nottinghamshire Derby, Notts County, against Mansfield Town here on BBC Radio Nottingham. They'll be meeting our newspaper reviewer in the next 10 minutes, taking a look at this morning's